Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, along with JT the Vic on the other side of the glass, filling in for Matt, Richard Doc Walker in the house for another hour. I'm merely the rooster, Chris Russell, cock-a-doodle-doo to you on a huge day. Not only for what it means for the rest of the country and America and the world, in terms of Election Day, which, again, we do not do political coverage around here, so please respect that. But also, it is NFL trade deadline day, and again, only the NFL has the audacity, the balls, basically, the grapefruits, to say, oh yeah, I'll show you, we'll do whatever the hell we want. Only the NFL does that, because they don't care about anything but making money. That's it. Purely. But they have made NFL trade deadline day today, and we have had monster trade after monster trade. In case you're just joining us, the Commanders, Marshawn Lattimore, four-time Pro Bowler, banged up, but awesome. I just gave you the numbers. 14 targets, 8 receptions in and 83 yards, no touchdowns. That's this year, and he's missed 2 games, okay? But also Preston Smith, the former Redskin and now former Packer going from Green Bay to Pittsburgh, who's here at Northwest Stadium this Sunday. And Mike Williams, the veteran big-bodied receiver, going from the Jets to the Steelers and presumably in the lineup this Sunday against the Commanders. So those are the big moves that we've been dealing with as it revolves around our matchup. Obviously, there's other trades and perhaps still to come because you still have another hour before the deadline. And then there's this, more breaking news. You heard probably, maybe, that Norv Turner was coming out of semi-retirement to be an offensive consultant for the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, they just made Scott Turner their interim offensive coordinator after firing Luke Getsy the other day. So Norv Turner is the senior advisor. Scott Turner is the interim OC. And Joe Philbin, the former Dolphins and Green Bay head coach, is now the interim offensive line coach. So you have that. Interesting. Interesting to me, perhaps. Maybe they'll bring in Ron. I don't know. Maybe they'll bring in Ron to help. Who knows? Doc, the Steelers have gotten better here today, too. And now that has me a little bit worried. I don't know if those guys are definitely going to play, but Mike Williams, Preston Smith could play. Obviously, again, Marshawn Lattimore could play. I think this is going to be an unbelievable. That pass rush for the Steelers, assuming Preston, you know, plays at least a limited package, is T.J. Watt, Highsmith on the other side.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Hayward.
They're like they always are.
I mean, now, they're a little bit sketchy on the back end, back 7, what have you.
No, but the front 7. That's the
front, you get right, that every exactly. week. Exactly. And that's going to – now, this is an offensive line before we get back to the calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about you. Well, I called in. I think we talked about this on Sunday night on my way back. Zero sacks to the mm-hmm. Giants, who came into Sunday's game the number one sacking team in the NFL. They had 35, I guess, in eight games, and they had none on Sunday. And Brandon Coleman played an entire game, played very well mm-hmm. by all accounts. Andrew Wiley, I was listening to him in the locker room. I couldn't quite get to him, so I couldn't get the exact quote, but I was listening to him sing the praises of Brandon Coleman.
A shocker,
mm-hmm.
because their former offensive line coach for the Giants was up against these same guys every day in practice a year ago.
Yeah.
Now he's here.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
I was told when they hired him that he was a piece of trash.
Well, that's
that he was clueless.
Yeah. Based on looking at just the stats,
yeah,
the line didn't fare well.
Yeah.
It didn't tell you who was injured.
No,
it didn't tell you what was going up against.
I screamed about that.
What it showed you is that he knows as much about their personnel as anybody.
Yeah,
and his people have been playing. Their arc has been going up all year, and our people who chip, our backs, tight ends, and McCaffrey, they block. One of the best blocking teams seen.
Blocking as a unit,
as
though.
As a unit.
Yeah.
Everybody blocks.
Right.
Just like we cover kicks. Everybody covers the kick. It's like everybody chases the ball. We're so sound fundamentally on the basics. That's why we'll probably win most of the games that we're tied in. We'll win because of that.
Mm.
This is a hard group to figure out if you don't understand. If you want to win without a superstar or superstar, and the only place you want to be super, well, we've hardly ever been that, is quarterback. And now we got the magic guy, this guy who gives you the margin of error to your side. We have not had that forever.
He makes three or four special throws every game.
Every game.
A and special,
it doesn't
not
even look
good
like
throws,
he's
special.
Trying.
Yeah.
It's easy
it's
for
like
him.
A flick of the wrist.
It's just easy.
One other thing, real quickly, before we move on and get back to the calls. The Raiders, with all this stuff going on, remember, they had Cliff Kingsbury in the fold. It was not Cliff Kingsbury choosing the Raiders over the Commanders. Somebody said that yesterday. That was not true.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff Kingsbury had gone to the Raiders because the Raiders tried to get Cliff Kingsbury, and they hired him.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed to terms. And then the contract negotiations broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Dan Quinn did not get Clint Kubiak, who I was told he wanted first, who's now in New Orleans, from San Francisco, that's when Dan moved on to Cliff Kingsbury and got Cliff Kingsbury out of Vegas before he actually signed a contract and came over here.
He saved his life.
So again, it's not like he originally chose the Raiders over the Commanders and then wound up with the Commanders. The Commanders got in at the last second before the deal became official as the contract, whatever, and Cliff has not talked about it. He's been asked about
it. He's smart.
Right. But now the Raiders firing their offensive coordinator.
Never had a chance.
Firing their offensive staff.
We just never had a chance.
And here you go. And Scott Turner taking over on an interim basis.
Everything they do is interim.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Let's get back to the phones. We go. John in Falls Church, Mr. UCLA. What's up, John? How are you?
Hey, Chris. I got a little point and a big point. And I will save my UCLA talk for a slower day. So my little point is I feel like this addition is great. And I'm not even Commanders, number one fan. I'm Commanders adjacent, and I root for all the, my current hometown team just to do well in general. But I feel like this is like adding an ace to your pitching staff. And it's not just that you have now you have a better number one starter. You have all the other pitchers get moved down a notch, and suddenly they have a slight advantage over the other pitchers in a playoff series or
great point
in just a regular series. And I feel like that's what's happening here, just as much as the top receiver thing, because I think the Commanders have a guy that can guard in any situation, but all the guys benefit in the secondary from this. And the bigger point that I have is I just can't think of a situation where a turnaround happens so dramatically in sports. I mean, almost ever. I mean, I can't think of a rookie coming in at the same time as a head coach, at the same time as a new owner, at the same time as a new GM, and everything just falling into place this quickly. I looked up Kurt Warner, who wasn't, you know, a true rookie, but Vermeil had that team on the right track for a couple years before that. He just needed that extra boost. And I mean, even Marino, they were good before him. I can't think of a time where one player, you know, Jordan, it took him a few years, that just changed it this much. I mean, we all knew LeBron would do it and Shaq would do it, but it even took them a couple years.
This will be documented for years to come when they come back and peel the onion back and talk about this. And this is what happens when you bite off more you can chew, or you accept more and you don't say, no, let me just do this, what I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
This is where greed gets you. You know, you feel, Coach used to tell us all the time, you feed pigs, slaughter hogs.
Mm.
And he always said that. Ron's a good football guy.
Right.
The general manager, front office, doing everything. Nobody knew that. He had no experience with that. But when you assume that, then you get in over your skis, and you never once say, oh, look, raise your hand and say, hey, I need help. You don't. And so then you take everybody down with you. It doesn't make you courageous.
Yeah.
But the results are, listen to the players saying it now. Now they're talking.
Yeah.
And it's all coming out.
Well, Ron got the power because
no
Dan was just in a hurry just to get, like, the perception cleaned up.
Yeah.
Right? So, in order to get you, I got to give you all the power. Okay, I'm going to come up with this coach-centric bullcrap. Well,
somebody asked for it, and they got what they were,
and
but they Ron, weren't capable
Ron in 2020 was so overmatched in terms of handling the front office that he was calling Brandon Bean every day with the Bills, who worked with him in Carolina.
Yeah, well.
You know, and then had to bring in Marty Herney and Martin Mayhew and, you know, whatever.
And that's just off the field.
Yeah.
On the field is where the disaster takes place. Because if you could actually get people to do their job and be better at being players, you could have avoided all that, but you couldn't.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Yes, we will talk UCLA football at another point.
Callers are different.
Let's get to line five, Victor. Antoine in D.C. with us on the Team 980. Antoine, how are you?
How you doing, fellas?
Good, Antoine. What's going on?
All right, I just want to call and you know, get my opinion. I kind of manifest this Monday because once I seen Dennis Allen get fired, I was telling my buddies at work that if I'm Adam Peters, I'm on the phone with the Saints asking them what would it take for Marshawn Lattimore to become a Commander because of, you know, he's a shutdown corner.
You sound like Linnell now. You're claiming victory after the race.
You know, Thursday.
So is there anybody get to collaborate on the fact that you said this was going to happen before it happened?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I could text you guys and send you a screenshot of the group chat,
please
my
do.
Fantasy league,
please
I said
do.
It to my boys as well.
Send it to at Rick Doc Walker on Twitter.
I got to see it. Because I'm hearing all this Linnell talk.
I'll send it to you, Doc.
This is a classic Linnell Willingham deal. Please do that for me. I appreciate you.
No, okay, I mean, to be fair, listen, Antoine, I did not think about Marshawn Lattimore until Sunday. I got to be honest with you. I don't know why. I just didn't. Yeah. I was more focused on Denzel Ward and J.C. Horn and James Johnson and and all these other guys that we had seen mentioned, right? I don't know how many people thought of Marshawn Lattimore, quite honestly, up until Sunday. But as soon as I saw that name, and as soon as I said, oh, okay, the Saints lost again, I said, that's a dude, and I said it on Twitter, and I think I said it to you, Doc, on the postgame show. I can't remember. I know I said it Monday on the radio.
I don't know. We got to
You got to trade a conditional third-round pick. If you can trade it for a conditional third-round pick, and we believe it's the second of the two, meaning the original third-round pick of the Commanders, meaning not the one that was sent through from Philadelphia and Miami. That could be a top 5-7 whatever pick if Miami continues to struggle because, again, it's Miami's record and Miami's pick, right?
They will.
So we believe that to be the case along with a couple of other pick swaps. But the bottom line is to get Lattimore, assuming that he can play next Thursday, even if he can't play this Sunday, and again, that's an assumption, we don't know, this is just such a monster move That makes all the sense in the world. Again, common sense for a lot of different reasons that we've explained over the last couple of hours.
We got to think about it. You know, Dan Quinn defense is built on man-to-man coverage. You know, that's
yes.
why Bland and
yes.
Diggs had the interceptions they had. Even
Gilmore,
though Diggs gave up
sure.
the most yards. But, yeah.
but built on man-to-man coverage in Dallas yeah. with two world-class pass rushers.
That's
exactly.
fair.
Let's not
exactly.
act like he
yeah,
travels
yeah, yeah.
with that because he doesn't.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
had two world-class well, freaks that he does not have here.
Let me manifest something else. I think we sign Parsons.
Well,
I think we get
he's got to be a free agent first
well,
to sign.
You got a lot of Linnell in you. Well, I tell you, what else you gonna say? Jesus Christ! Don't that sound just like that kid?
Jerry bitching, Jerry putting deck on our screams tank.
Okay. Well, the Cowboys ain't trading Micah Parsons anytime soon. Maybe this offseason, we'll see. I don't know. Antoine, but thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate,
Antoine.
The phone
AKA
call.
AKA Linnell.
Baby Bull, baby.
Baby Bull, baby.
Maybe that was
That's
Linnell trying to squeeze out a
he
call.
He just says outlandish yeah. things. Like, it's not even a possibility.
Yeah.
The guy's not even eligible for free agency. But don't compare success when somebody has two future Hall of Famers. Doing something.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Let me ask you this quick. Tomorrow, bigger guest appearance, the Baby Bowl or Chris Rodriguez, who's going to join us at 3:15 from the Commanders? What do you think?
Baby Bowl.
Okay.
Come on. Nobody's better than Linnell Willingham.
Yeah, that's true. Well, just ask him.
Yeah, Manny's all.
All right, let's get to line one, Vic. The Cali Commander in California. That's a lot of Calis. What's up, Cali?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for making it. Thanks for listening, Odyssey app.
We're excited. We are very excited over here in California, too. As you guys know and you guys have mentioned, there's a lot of fans, man, and it's really been waking up with this resurgence, and we are having the time of our lives. My big question is, and I haven't really been paying attention, I've been busy working, who is he going to replace, or who's Lattimore going to...
Well, when he gets on the field, which is in question right now, he becomes immediately the number one corner. Now, he plays, my understanding is he plays more on the right side than the left side, but again, that could be different scheme, different coaching staff, what have you, I don't know. But the bottom line is, he will be the number one corner, Benjamin St. Juste will essentially slide to the 1A or 2, and then we think, we don't know, Mikey Sanders still goes back inside and plays over Noah Igbinoghene, who becomes your top essentially backup from the starting slot to your top essential backup, and then that pushes Emmanuel Forbes and Michael Davis even further, assuming that they're still on the roster, because they might have to cut one of those guys in order to bring in Marshon Lattimore.
Now, what about any reinforcements coming on the pass rush? Because I do feel that we got to get a little more pressure at times, and like I said, I think I mentioned this on postgame. We bash on the defense a lot, but man, they've come up big on key moments to turn the game around, get the momentum back. That's one thing that we got to give them credit for.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't seen anything on pass rush. I mean, I've been monitoring all the reports all day long. Zadarius Smith is officially in Detroit. Calais Campbell is still out there. Nah, that doesn't really move the needle for me, but certainly it would be an improvement, I guess. Azeez Ojulari, who they just took on from the Giants, who's been mentioned, apparently is going to stay with the Giants. But again, you never know. Maybe that's a last-ditch effort to get more out of teams. So right now, that's what we have, which isn't to say a whole lot, but it doesn't look like they're going to make a move. Appreciate the phone call. We got to move along, though, and we do have another trade. The Rams are trading former two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Tre'Davious White to the Baltimore Ravens. According to Tom Pelissero, no word on the compensation back. Now, the Ravens play Thursday night, so I don't know, you know, if Tre'Davious White can help them tonight. But clearly, the Ravens have struggled on the back end all year long, and there's hopefully an answer for them. And maybe he can play Thursday night.
Yeah, the good news is, for me, I don't care about the Ravens.
Well,
so
Doc, I mean, I don't care per se.
No,
either,
I don't have the weight of the world. You have the weight of the world on your
they
shoulders.
They are the number one team in the number two team in the AFC.
You have to cover everybody. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. All I focus on is burgundy and gold.
Until so your
blood runs cold.
There you go. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming up. We see you, AP, Rodney. We'll get to you guys on the other side on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back. And for a final half an hour or so, we continue to take your calls. So let's get right back to it. Let's get to line two, Victor. Rodney in Baltimore, where I was just at on Saturday afternoon, visiting my pal, the Birdman, who thankfully is out of the hospital. What's up, Rodney? How are you?
I'm doing great. Doc, Chris,
Rodney.
This fan base deserves this.
Agreed.
You know the last time we won 10 games? Three times we won 10 games in 33 years.
Yeah.
One time in that same span, 11 games. This is our time.
Yeah.
I wasn't on board with the trade. I really wasn't. Then I thought, we got a fourth-place schedule, just like Houston did last year with a rookie quarterback, a new head coach. You see what they did. They elevated their game right into a playoff game and a playoff win, I believe. This is where we need to be. I think we're going to get first-place schedule next year. We're on the move.
Yeah, they did win a playoff game at home and then lost to Baltimore after basically dueling them for the first half. They just ran out of gas in the second half. But you're right.
We deserve it, man. I'm so happy that finally. And I've been telling my kids how great this town is when we have winners. The Wizards haven't done it. The big team, the Commanders haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they see how it can be when that football team is on top. This whole fan base is going to go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. I love the passion.
Thank you, Rodney. Glad you got to see it, man. Now, again, it doesn't guarantee anything. They're 7-2, Doc. They can go 4-4 down the stretch and win more games this year, 11, mm-hmm. than they have. When was the last time they won 11 games? 30-some-odd years ago?
I had an afro.
I think it was the championship team, right? In 91, right? I think that was the last time.
Probably
they won.
So.
They won 10 games in Robert's 2012 year,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't won more than 10 games, I don't believe, since the Super Bowl.
All year. I can remember is being in last place the last 4 mm-hmm. years, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, let's get one more in here before the bottom of the hour, at least. Let's get to our guy, AP, in Laurel on line 6. AP.
AP.
How are you? Yes. AP.
Chris Russell.
AP. You in the closet? In the hallway?
Doc Walker.
Yes, sir. Roman.
Acknowledge me!
Fingers in the air, man.
Yeah,
one's
in the air.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen.
Yes, sir, AP.
Okay, I had to get on the line with y'all before I did my American duty. To us, you know, my God-given right.
Yes.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's a good day for the Commander Faithful, you know, and AP we trust. Not me, of course, but, you know. But I think AP's cooking, you know, let him cook. You know, as they say, we can't live in a microwave society, and we just got to trust the process, and I mean, the process is a little bit accelerated, seeing as we're doing quite well right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not only the faithful, but I think the people behind the scenes in management And the coaching staff and even the players, of course, are believers. And I think, you know, the moves we're making, and hopefully the time is 3:28, I hope we still have something else cooking, because I would love to see more. I mean, especially with our upcoming opponent in Pittsburgh, they making some moves.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, those moves kind of got me a little on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, but they're not standing pat at all, and nor should they, and nor should the Commanders. Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. You get such everybody talks about the rookie contract for the quarterback, but think about this, right? It's not only the rookie quarterback contract for the quarterback, but they built a lot of these acquisitions, not Biotish, not Luvu, on 1-year deals. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Wagners, the right. Jeremy Chins, the not Dorrance right. Armstrong, but the Dante Fowlers and the Cleveland Farrells and guys like that on 1-year deals. There's like no guarantee that those guys are coming back, some, what have you. So, you know, you get a chance in this league. When you get a chance and it's legit, not when it's 4-4 and you're kind of met, you know, just peeing your pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a chance, a legitimate chance, you do what makes sense, which this clearly does in many ways, and what's aggressive, period.
And that's what I was going to say. You know, as long as the move makes sense, and it makes sense now because, you know, Jaden Daniels is going to be a highly, highly, highly paid quarterback when it's time to pay him.
Yeah.
So let's do it now. Let's make the moves now. We got the salary, you know, cap for it. You know, we got the draft picks. Let's do it as long as it makes sense.
No doubt.
But that's all I got.
Thanks, AP. Appreciate you, as always, and appreciate your service. And, yes, everybody should go out and vote. Again, that's as political as we will get on this show, because that's what we're allowed to do. Alex Zeese on Twitter says, when I put up about Preston Smith coming back to play his former team, Doc, he said, Preston just loves to wear some gold pants. He went from the yellow mustard pants of the Commanders under Bruce Allen to the gold pants of the Green Bay Packers to the gold pants or yellow pants.
Yeah, Miss Press. Press, good kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, worked his butt.
I remember they wanted they were aggravated as you know what with him in his rookie year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he turned into be a damn good player. Mm-hmm. He really improved against the run.
Mm-hmm.
He was never, you know, quite the explosive pass rusher, but he's had a couple of double-digit years, you know.
And still in the
Preston's,
league.
Yeah, Preston's a good player.
Still
he's not,
well.
You know. Again, he's not. He was a second-round pick. I mean, he's not changing
the
world.
He's the kind of guy you find on good teams.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys just on good teams.
And he's, well, outside of, even when he was here, they were fairly good.
Yeah, they didn't stink. Yeah. But what he's done in Green Bay now is good.
No
I'm
doubt.
Happy for him.
No doubt. All right, so we'll see if he's in the lineup on Sunday. All right, take a timeout. Quick trending alert right here, right now, and then we will get back to it and get your final phone calls in. We'll blow out cleanup on aisle 3 for today because it's such a big day. All right, we'll blow out cleanup on aisle 3 to grab more of your calls here before 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman coming up at that point. He'll have continuing reaction to the Commanders making the trade for Marshawn Lattimore, who, again, is injured currently and did miss last Sunday's game against the Carolina Panthers. For the New Orleans Saints, we will see if he can get in the lineup. Again, the Steelers making a couple of big trades, as we've told you about. We've updated you on everything in terms of the NFL trade deadline as we can report it and as we hear it. And again, in case you're just missing, just joining us, Tre'Davious White going from the Rams to the Ravens. That's the last one. If you missed Charles Davis of CBS and NFL Network, who will be calling the Commander-Steelers game for WUSA 9 and CBS nationally this Sunday. He was on with us in the 1 o'clock hour. Make sure you check out the podcast at theteam980.com or on the Odyssey app. And right before that, we had three-time Super Bowl champion Devin McCourty from Westwood One, who loved the Marshawn Lattimore trade. And he would know because he's a former defensive back and he's a current analyst for Westwood One. He did the Giants and Steelers last Monday and is going to do the Ravens-Bengals Thursday nighter for Westwood One. So we had him as well. So please go check out those podcasts if you missed Terry McLaurin yesterday and Bobby Wagner yesterday. We had those gentlemen on after the win Sunday in MetLife Stadium. So lots of great interviews, coverage, all your calls mixed in. Let's get back to it, Doc. Let's go to Linnell Willingham's number one fan.
Oh,
on line three.
Line three, we're going to Maryland.
Double A.
Yeah.
Double A, Athens and Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you? Double A? I don't hear him, Vic. I don't know. All right, let's put him back on hold, see if we can get that straightened out. Let's get to, wow, we are big in Baltimore. My goodness, all these calls. We'll get to Stevie Ray and Jeremy in a sec, but first, Rock on line one is in Laurel, which is not in Baltimore, but it's sort of near.
Gentlemen.
Hello, Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Hey, so first of all, longtime fan of the show.
Thank you.
Doc, I love how you put your Neanderthal touch on everything. I'll be making jokes about that. I'm like, oh, you got a little Doc Walker.
Man, y'all make fun of me, man.
I wanted to say, so basically, Adam Peters flipped Jahan for a third, Ridgeway for a sixth. So essentially, this trade is for assuming a late fourth for a high fifth. Is that basically what it kind of comes down to? I know, is this the...
No. Wait. I want to clear up. They got a fifth. They traded a third, a fourth, and a sixth, and got Lattimore. Okay. So we believe the third is Washington's original third, but that has not been officially confirmed yet. And if it is Washington's third, it's a late third. But they also traded a fourth-round pick as well.
Oh, that's...
Unless I'm mistaken.
Okay, and I'll be really happy if it's the our late third. Literally, Adam Peters has turned our trash into a treasure, essentially. Not trash. I wouldn't say Ridgeway was trash or whatever, but he's basically turned like pieces that don't fit for us into a potential number one corner, and I feel it's really going to help our run game, run defense, because now Samer still can play the slot, and he's an amazing tackler. He's smart. He can figure out the RPOs. So I think it's going to be huge for our run defense, let alone our pass defense.
I think that's a good point, Rock.
I agree.
I think that's a good point because Samer still, whatever you think of him in coverage, and he struggled early, Doc. But he's gotten way better in terms of coverage, at least as far as I could see it. But one thing that jumps out every game, he is in bleeping bulldog when it comes to tackling people.
Well, if they put me in there with Vic and put me in the control room, I'm going to struggle.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair.
That's not what I do.
They put you over here.
Then I'm gliding.
Yeah.
Yeah, blindfolded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Standard Steel, it's amazing how well he's fared playing outside of his expertise.
Now, he did play some outside corner at Michigan, but remember, he just started playing corner,
a couple years ago.
Exactly.
This dude, the best is yet to come.
Exactly. Yeah. Rock, we appreciate your good call.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Just got to move along and get as many in as we can. Do we want to go back to, okay, let's go line three, back to Double A. Athens and Annapolis, LW's biggest fan. Yeah. What's up, A?
Hey guys, I know you got a ton of callers, so I just want to make it quick. I'm really happy for the trade, but I think if you want to compete against the Lions and the Ravens there's been three teams we haven't punted against this year, or they haven't punted against us either way. But you have to get pass rush help, and again, there's 31 other teams out there. I know there's other people making trades. I don't know who else was available or who could have made an impact, but would have liked to have seen them pick up at least another pass rusher that could have made a difference, because when you're trying to take Jamin Davis and make him a pass rusher, and you see how that worked out, he's on the practice squad now of Green Bay, it didn't work out. So glad for the trade, but was hoping for some pass rush help.
Yeah, understood. I mean, and maybe they can still get one here in the closing minutes. So again, Calais Campbell is still out there. Doesn't look like Azeez Ojulari is going to move, and that was uncertain in the division.
People don't give him away.
Yeah, no, that's the other part of it.
It's like,
you know,
it's a classic sports car.
But I didn't think people like Preston Smith would be available for money. Either. You know, I mean, like, you know, the Green Bay Packers
be
have been a little.
Yeah. It could be. See, there's so many other things we don't know.
They got a new DC, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. And everybody has somebody they want.
Yeah.
Based on the style that they're running defensively, yeah. But we're talking corners and rush people, and the other category is quarterbacks. These are high value. These are sky risers. So be careful when you start talking about who's going to lease these out. They're not eligible for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you as always, pal.
Good luck, eh?
And keep busting LW's chops.
We love it.
To no end. Let's get to, let's see, Jeremy in Baltimore on line 4, Vic. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, hey, Jeremy. What's going on?
So this is why I love the trade. I completely trust Adam Peters and our leadership. So, like, I have complete blind faith in him and our leadership. So I feel great about it. I don't love the trade, though, for this reason. Watching – and take a step back. I think the trade was made with the Eagles in mind because we need somebody to go up with their horses on the outside. When we're playing against teams like the Giants, who, let's face it, I felt they were in control of the game, pounding it on the ground. And as long as they were tied or ahead, that would have worked. But the problem with the Giants is as soon as they fell behind and had to lean on their pass game, it fell apart, right? So, like, we were okay in that scenario. But when we go against Barkley and he's running it down our throats, we need somebody to protect us on the back end, which I think is why they made the move. But my biggest area of concern isn't our corners, and I don't think that's what's going to keep us from it, – it's stopping the run. So, like, I go back – the trenches are always the most important. And I think – I don't know – those guys aren't readily available, right? You just can't go out and get the best run stoppers in the country. I just don't know that Lattimore solves the need for us to, like, really go after making a deep run in the playoffs. But like I said from the onset, I couldn't be happier. I completely trust Peters, and I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on my thoughts on the trade.
It's interesting. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, Doc, clearly they have to get better at stopping the run. Clearly the reason why the Giants let the foot off the gas pedal with the run was because they were down by 14 at halftime with the late Terry touchdown in the first half. Again, not that you can't run, but clearly that changed some things around. The problem that I would say is if teams know that they can have more success running the football than throwing the football with Lattimore once he's on the field, then it makes it also in some ways easier for you to say, okay, we're going to drop an eighth guy in the box and we're going to play either cover three or we're going to play man with one safety over the top as opposed to two safeties back and a lighter box. You see where I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it works kind of both ways. Sure, more teams are going to attack them on the ground. But in essence, I guess I'd rather get attacked on the ground as long as it's not giving up 24 per play like they did, you know, to Daniel Jones once on the read option keeper, 15 per play to Devin Singletary on one of those drives. I'd rather get beat that way, or I'd rather try and compensate that way than have a firing squad basically on the back end, which not that it was that, but let's be honest. Again, when they played a real offense and when they play a real offense, i.e. Philadelphia and even Pittsburgh, it would have been really, really, really tough to shut down, to control those big plays, which are absolute game changers and absolute difference makers. Whereas you can give up the run. Again, the second drive of the game the other day, they were at the 7-yard line, the Giants were, and they ran boom, 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 and they were carving them up. And then Dante Fowler rips off the right edge and blows up Daniel Jones for a sack force fumble. Now, it was a weird play and everything that happened on that play. But my point being is because the run is incremental, again, depending on the size of the increments, it allows you to keep you know, hanging in there, punching, counterpunching, finding a way to try and make a play. Whereas if you give up 35, 40, 45 yards at a clip in one play, it gives you less chances to counterpunch. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you're going to have a weakness, I'd rather it be the run defense than the pass defense. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, because it's odds are in your favor that they'll fumble.
Yeah.
Or penalties that you don't want to give up quick strikes.
Yep.
If I'm going to give up blood, I want it to be a slow drip, not a gusher.
I agree. Let's quickly squeeze in Stevie Ray in Baltimore on line two as the final caller of the afternoon. Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Stevie Ray.
What up?
What's going on?
Hello.
Yes.
Hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to take you off a speaker.
That's yeah, that would help.
Here's the thing. This is what I want to do. Hold on, please. Now I got it. Sorry about that.
Yes. We got it. We got to hustle,
Steve. I got to ask you a question. Okay. What is the story with the contract? I heard he's still going 2 year contract.
He's got 2 years left. We're not going to go crazy breaking down all the numbers, but it's about $18 million in terms of cap charges over the next each of the next 2 years. So 2 years, $36 million. He's probably going to want more guaranteed money. We'll worry about that in the offseason.
I got you. I understand that. So the guy, I looked him up. He was the 11th pick in the 17 draft. You know, he's no worse than a 20th pick in this draft. So it's like you picked up a number one and you gave up a third, fourth, and sixth, and you get a fifth rounder back from them. I think the trade is brilliant. It's brilliant. And if he doesn't play this weekend, that's no problem. But you really want him, like you said, to play up against guys like Brown up there in Philadelphia. And I just think it's a brilliant pick, a brilliant move, and it just goes to show you where this team is going. That's it. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stevie Ray. I'm getting an executive order from –
Well, he's got the weight.
JT the Vic.
If you had Vic's weight, wouldn't you throw it around?
Slick Vic Ferreira.
Yeah.
That we can go for another couple of minutes and take another call. One final call.
He's OG.
And then we'll do a quick dum-dum of the day to wrap things up. Craig Hoffman coming up in about 10 or 11 minutes on the other side. Let's go to line one. P-Dub in Bowie will be officially the last caller. P-Dub, glad to have you aboard. What's going on?
What's up, Ruth?
What's up, P-Dub?
And Doc.
What's up, babe?
What you say, burgundy gold till I die?
Blood run cold.
We got to remember something. This is year one.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got structure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Doc? The ultimate goal is to win the whole thing. Now, are we going to win the whole thing now? No. But we keep building pieces. It reminds me of that Rocky movie with Creed. We say one punch, one step, one round at a time. One punch, one step. The ultimate goal is not this year. It's next year or the year after. Then we got it. But let them people do their thing. And that was a good move. We needed it.
I think you really have to look at, that sounds right, sounds good. But it's just not realistic. You win when the opportunity is there to win. Right now, the Chiefs are not a superpower. Mm-hmm. They're outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen them better. You mess around and wait down the road, they may be unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
So I say urgency is now, because now is the opportunity. You got to go when you can. You don't know who's going to be healthy next year.
Well, that's exactly my point.
You never know who's going to be on your
team.
When I hear people say that, they all have the right to do it.
Right.
It just makes me want to run through the window. It just sounds good. It means nothing.
Yeah.
You got to handle. That's why 2 weeks ago I said, now. We got this guy now. We're healthy now. We got B-Rob now. C-Rob now. Fart around and start planning down the road. You may never be this good again. So I don't believe in that. I believe in you go now while you got the dogs.
Yeah.
On a chain right now, and let's see what happens.
No, that's fair. All right, let's squeeze in a quick dum-dum of the day real quickly here before the end of the show.
It's time for dum-dum of the day.
All right, Let's take you to the house of Morgan Mullins, a 33-year-old in Gill, Colorado. She's the proud owner of Strawberry, a 7-year-old Juliana pig, whom she described as the love of our life. His best friend, the pig's best friend, is a duck. Well, apparently they had a party, her and her significant other, at their home last July 4th. They forgot about all the cases of beer in the garage, but then found out that Strawberry the pig broke into the garage, broke into the leftover cases of the beer, and drank them, and got drunk. The lady texted on social media, Strawberry got into a case of assorted beers in the garage. She is so drunk, and there's pictures of Strawberry the pig drinking the fat tire ale, and the beer splashed all over the place. Empty beer boxes, splashes of beer all over the floor, dozens of cans scattered all across the garage, and the best friend duck quacking in the background. Old Strawberry is okay, we think. So says the story. That's a little bit of a happy ending. But I would tell you this. If you have a pig, if you have a duck, you might want to put the beer up on the top shelf. My dog ate my bagels this morning. My low-carb bagels. All right.
Think you liked them?
Yeah. Well, she ate four of them while I was in the shower.
So sound good.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us, Doctor.
Thank you, brother. Can't wait.
Exactly. Put your beer up. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate you as always. Great to be with
Honored
you.
Honored to be with Victor.
I know you're excited for tomorrow at 1.
Tomorrow, I can't wait.
Lionel will be here.
As if he shows up.
We'll see. Thanks to JT the Vic, who will return with us on Friday. Tune us up Friday, JT. Let's do it, baby. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, Craig Hoffman coming up next. Adios. Thanks for being with us.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.